This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Thursday, May the 8th of 2025, day 128th of the year. And only 237 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
What a sarcastic never. Would have never expected that to be part of the answer. Anyways, how are you? Hopefully everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out doing all of our thingo-ingos. Yeah, all of our thingos. So, what's going on? Can you believe it's Thursday already? It's kind of in the slow long week. Don't even know else how to word that. It's how it's felt. So let's do this. Let's talk a little bit about what we do around here. Anyways, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. Over the next hour on video and on podcasting and on, on live streaming, we'll be talking Rated R Safety Show. Hour 2 and 3. Yes, that is an option. You can go to Radio Big exclusively. .fm, no recording there. It's just music and entertainment news from that point on. But during this first hour, we'll talk about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the news. We'll bring you some level of a main story and then go from there. That's it. That's the consistency of the system of what we're going to be talking about. Anyways, with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, easy process on doing so. You go to callinradio.com. Once you go to callinradio.com, it puts you into our system and boom, audio, video, text messaging. Audio, video, text messaging are some options that are going out. Anyways, a lot of people are already reaching out about the Steve Ray interview that we did on Safety FM with Jay Allen. About the Alpha Piper event. Piper Alpha event. See, I keep on wanting to say it backwards. Piper Alpha event. Yeah. Something like that. That occurred. And he was there in real time. So, if you haven't taken a listen to it, I'd recommend strongly on taking a listen. Steve Ray was very gracious with his time and us being able to let it go. Let it out into the world and share the information. That came out on Tuesday, just in case. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I start taking a look around and what the hell we're going to be going across today. Notable and noteworthy consciousness. No consciousness. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. No consensus on for the first papal enclave ballot. So there you go. What else? More info on Jennifer Aniston's gatecrasher and Smokey Robinson's response to the assault allegations. We'll talk about that in show business. Also, a new Golden Globes category is announced. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And then what else did I got for you? And Prince Williams. Yes, Prince Williams. We're going to discuss some stuff about him inside of the Royals. So that's it. That's what we got. It's the info. If you're good, I'm good. We can move forward into the atmosphere and start talking about the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Hong Kong, I'm Laura Westbrook. The Indian Army says at least one soldier has died as gunfire and bombing continue on the India-Pakistan border. The region remains tense a day after India fired missiles into Pakistani territory, targeting what it called terrorist infrastructure. Islamabad has now asked its army to carry out corresponding action, Ishan Garg reports.
Throughout the night, we saw blackouts being carried out in several districts, especially ones which are very close to the India-Pakistan border. We've also seen in the villages in the Jammu and Kashmir province here on the Indian side of the border, civilians, they are moving themselves into these makeshift bunkers as heavy artillery shelling still continues across the border. Throughout the night, the government offices are abuzz with activity, and India's interior minister had ordered on Wednesday that all paramilitary forces who were on leave need to be brought back.
The Trump administration is reportedly planning to send undocumented migrants to Libya, despite the U.S. warning people not to travel to the North African country due to conflict and terrorism. The story was first reported by Reuters and comes as the Trump administration struggles to make good on its promise of mass deportations. Tony Waterman has more.
According to multiple reports, military flights could take off as soon as Wednesday. It's unclear how many migrants may be transported or their countries of origin. The Trump administration has been in talks with a number of countries about accepting migrant flights, and earlier this week, Rwanda confirmed discussions are underway. The White House has increasingly turned to unconventional means to speed up mass deportations, which have lagged previous administrations, and after the courts blocked the deportation of migrants to a notorious prison in El Salvador without due process.
Top U.S. trade officials will meet with Chinese representatives this weekend amid the ongoing trade war. The U.S. has placed 145% tariffs on some Chinese goods, while Beijing responded with 125% duty on some American products. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
After weeks of speculation, finally a concrete development. The announcement that U.S.-China talks will take place this weekend. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jameson Greer will meet with Chinese officials in Geneva, Switzerland. But Bessent is playing down expectations, saying he doesn't expect a deal to come out of this initial meeting. Rather, he says it'll be about trying to de-escalate before both sides can move forward. Meanwhile, the US is continuing negotiations with 17 other trading partners.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the verdict on President Trump's trade war from a man who is suddenly at the heart of the storm. The president, as you know, has suggested that American parents this year may have to scrimp a bit on the Christmas presents.
Maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know? And maybe the two dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally.
His argument is that doll manufacturers will, over time, shift production to the United States. United States from places like China.
We will be taking a pricing action in the US.
That is Inon Kreis, the chairman and CEO of Mattel, manufacturer of the iconic Barbie doll. He says he has no plans to shift production to America, but plenty of plans to raise prices in America as the tariffs take effect.
Design, development, product engineering, brand management, all happens in America. Making product, producing product in other countries allows us to create quality product at affordable price points. Production in other countries is the best balance between manufacturing outside of the U.S. and continue to develop product in America.
He is by no means the only business leader arguing that President Trump's tariffs are bad for business and for American consumers. But the president is doubling down, with his own Treasury Secretary saying this week that parents should tell disappointed children that their sacrifice this Christmas is helping to build a stronger nation. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. Pakistan has vowed retaliation as tensions remain high after India launched deadly missile strikes on its neighbor, targeting what it called terrorist infrastructure. The Trump administration is reportedly planning to send undocumented migrants to Libya, despite the U.S. warning people not to travel there due to conflict. Top U.S. trade officials will meet with Chinese representatives this weekend for their first trade talk since President Trump launched a trade war against China. And that is the latest Feature Story News. Laura Westbrook reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
The Visitor safety training, old, stale, and hacked. Visitor safety trainers still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety. How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to a safe workplace.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, you're listening to something magical, all right. I mean, at least that's what they say if you believe in magic, and I know that you do. Anyways, currently 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out doing all the lovely stuff that we get to do, because if we weren't doing this, you'd probably be doing something with someone else. That's not accusatory. I'm just saying in general. Okay, so let's take the dive down the time of the stuff that we need to talk about, because there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff to discuss. So let's start off with everybody's favorite subject, tariff talk. Chinese regulators have rolled out new policies designed to juice their economy. Hit hard by the American tariffs, the nation's central bank has announced that the rate cuts to bolster domestic spending. The move comes ahead of the planned meeting on Saturday in Geneva between American and Chinese trade representatives. On Wednesday, China's foreign minister spokesperson said that these weekend meetings were a request of the Trump administration, not China. When asked about who asked whom on Wednesday, President Trump said China should check their notes. So meanwhile, perhaps in a sign of things to come, India and the United Kingdom agreed on a new trade deal this week. The agreement drops India's tariffs on 90% of imports to British goods, with plans to establish full free trade within a decade. So, there you go. I mean, between that story and between the story of, hey, tell your children that, you know, toys might cost some more. It's very interesting. I mean, it's very interesting on some of these talks.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, the first attempt to elect a new pope fell an unknown number of votes short at the Vatican on Wednesday after the ceremonial. Black smoke blew out of the chimney atop of the Sistine Chapel around 9 p.m. local time. Over the next 2 days, the College of Cardinals is expected to perform 4 rounds of voting, 2 each in the morning and 2 in the evening, which the participants are bound to secrecy and sequestered from the technology and media. The world will have no inking to the direction of the votes that are taking until after the smoke pours from the chimney. The first rounds of voting results are expected around 4 a.m. Thursday Central Time. So, Thursday Central Time. That next week? Because isn't it Thursday now? And isn't it past Central Time? Just saying. So let's talk about it. The Wall Street Journal reports an increasing number of recruiters for companies needing skilled labor have been visiting high schools, shop classes to beef up their labor force. At the Catholic High School in Philly, companies are hiring for jobs like drivers, mechanics, and factory laborers. Regular visit. Promising good pay and benefits for students who pursue such careers. Another strategy includes working with schools to empower the students to earn credits for working part-time on the side. One manufacturing boss says the future trades will require both technological know-hows as well as capable hands in order to both programs to process and run machines. So we'll see what happens there. That's going to be interesting. It'll be run machines to create products, because what else are you going to be doing? I don't know. Some interesting times. So a joint study from NASA and Choho University in Japan suggests that Earth has about a billion years of oxygen left. At this point, they decided to say that the sun's temperature will increase so dramatically that the temperature of the Earth break apart all carbon dioxide molecules in the atmosphere. It turns out the plants will become unable to turn CO2 into oxygen until all life dies out and the whole globe turns into a dry rock. This is according to Union Radio. Yeah. Fun fact, by that point, the continents and our Antarctica, as we know it, them are expected to once again collide, inching towards each other. The North Pole to form another super continent called Amazia. So, I don't know. I don't think I'll be here in a billion years. Just saying. Unless we start going into that synchronicity thing. You know what I'm talking about? Where they save you into a computer. You know, you've seen the movies. They have the movies that talk about all that. Okay. So you ready for this? Let's do this. An 80-year-old lollipop lover from Kentucky ordered 70,000 dum-dums via his mom's Amazon account. Yep, Holly LaFaber tells NBC News that the boy placed the order on her phone, which she didn't realize until she got a charge of $4,200 showed up. When asked why he ordered so many suckers, her son explained that he wanted to have a carnival for his friends and use them as prizes. Lover said that her best to cancel the order, but 30 boxes of dum-dums still showed up on her porch. Taking to Facebook to ask her friends for help, many stepped up to purchase the lollipops from her. She eventually was given a full refund by Amazon as well. I mean, that's interesting. Imagine that. You get a nice little add-on there of, hey, I got so many dum-dums, I don't even know what to do with myself. Yeah, that is a dumb thing to say, but it happened. And you want to know something? I haven't done this all week, so maybe we should do it now. And let's go into a little bit more of a news story here. So let's take a look.
30 cases of dum-dums to his house. Now each box has 2,300 lollipops inside. Each one also costs $130 a pop at first Amazon, but not in, like, they wouldn't accept the family's return, which is about $4,000. However, once the story went viral, they're not dum-dums. They obviously changed their tune. They agreed to take back the 69,000 lollipops. I mean, talk about taking candy back from a baby.
So there you go.
For the first time in Florida.
So there you go. Yeah. Yeah, because I was going to say that. I didn't think that Amazon took any food products back. Like, we're not doing that. I mean, I get it. It makes sense. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about some of the stuff. We're going to skip over weddings because, you know, I don't even know who half those people are. So let's see. Let's get into the swamp. New American media wants to talk to Joe Biden, apparently. The former president, whisper-shouting president, turned to BBC to gripe that his grievance with President Trump. What else? What else do we got here? In an interview for that first aired on Wednesday, Biden says that he was convinced that his terms was so just damn successful that it seemed counterintuitive to step aside amid all the winning. And then we had to become so successful in our agenda, it was so hard to say, no, I'm going to stop now. It was hard. It was a hard decision, he said. His apparent slight to Kamala Harris, who did not mention by name because he probably forgot it, is what the editor wrote here. He noted that she took over his campaign's war chest and raised over $1 billion and still couldn't beat Trump. We left a time when we had a good candidate. She was fully funded, Biden said. This is according to the BBC. So what do you think? Some stuff to think about there. Well, I mean, a lot of information. It gets confusing at times. And why do I say that? Because listen, he was mid running there, and then all of a sudden he stepped down. But let's not get confused here. That the interaction he had with Trump was just not the greatest. It was one of those things that when you looked at it, you kind of went, well, that didn't go well. If you were on the Biden side of the ticket. Just saying. Okay, so let's talk about the Dow, because that's what we do. We talk about the numbers. The Dow increased by 284 points to close at 41,113 on Wednesday. The S&P increased by 24 points to close at 5,631, and the NASDAQ increased by 48 points to close at 17,738. West Texas Intermediate closed at $57 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $60 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.15 on Wednesday. And Bitcoin ticked up on, let's see, yesterday, trading just around $96,600. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $100 million cash. Well, no, that's a lie. $100 million jackpot and a $45.3 million cash payout. So some stuff there to think about if you're so inclined to do so. So what's going on? Anything exciting that you wanted to address? Anything exciting that you want to talk about? Because I always got some weird things going on. At least it feels that way. Some weird things happening. I don't know. It just gets weird from time to time as we start hanging out and doing our thing. I'm just saying. Like, what's the weirdest thing you got going on as of late? I don't know. It's just some strange times. Why are people randomly sending me pictures all of a sudden? Oh, these are like holes in the walls type of stuff. This is like older imagery. I don't know why I have a happy dog being sent to me. But this is like some old image stuff. I got you. I understand what's going on now. Because I was totally confused for a moment. You know what I haven't talked about in a hot minute? Let's talk about this. Conklin Conference. If I have not told you, it's going down. Yeah, it's happening. Would love to see you there. Santa Fe, New Mexico, some information of some stuff going on. Yeah, taking place. Yeah, some taking place stuff. Here's some list of speakers that are there. Should we go full screen? Would it be nice if I went full screen? Probably would be nice if I went full screen. Let's do that. So yeah, got some peeps. Now this thing doesn't want to move, which makes it even more interesting. Yeah, got some peeps coming. If you want to come and take a looks-er of some stuff, no doubt there. Now it doesn't want to move at all. So, yeah, let's just close that. Yeah, so Conklin Conference happening September, let's see, the 9th through the 11th, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Hotel Santa Fe. If you contact them, there's a block of rooms available if you're interested in coming out, hanging out with us. It'll be 3 days of hop-centricity. Yeah. Hop-centric stuff if you want to come and hang out with us. Do something. Kind of keep it to not a very large group. This way it's more, how can I put it? A more intimate setting. They can really carry out some conversations in regards to the life of what's going on. So what do you think? Would love to see you there, that's for sure. Conklin Conference, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says virtual events, and it'll be right there. And of course, we start talking about this stuff, and I go, it's so important that I remember websites, because I tend to forget those as we are going through it. So that's, there you go. I think that's what, right? Somebody's going to tell me that I'm wrong. I already know this in regards of what's going on. So it's atfm.com once you go there.
Me, because part of my job was to...
I love how my other show is seeping through here. Yeah, if you go to safetyfm.com, yeah, live events, click on live events, it's right there. And this might start doing something else. Yeah, it's right there. Right there, readily available for you. Safetyfm.com, go to live events, and it will give you the information of the stuff that's going on. Right there. Like I said, September the 9th through the 11th. Right now, people in the hoppa. Todd Conklin, of course, Bob Edwards, Mark Yeston, Andrea Baker, Jennifer T. Long, and Martha Acosta will all be there speaking, talking a little bit about everything that's going on. I'll host the thing for us to do our thingo. And then we got some plans for some other things that we need to do while we're there. So there you go. September the 9th through the 11th, would definitely love to see what occurs, what happens. What's going on in real time? So that's it. Okay, so let's get into it. We are a few seconds away from our favorite time of the show that we call our main story. So if you're good, I'm good, and I'll talk about it, and let's get into it right now in regards to what's going on. Like, seriously, let's talk about what's going on. You know what I always love is when I hit a button like this and nothing happens and I go, oh, that's not our main story. This is.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's kind of make some references here. Let's make some reference of the things that are going on. Should we talk real quick about special edition, limited edition, the plus version, the versionality you did not expect, you know, all that fun stuff, all the lingo that we talk about from time to time about what's not expected. So let's say, for instance, you go out there today and you say, hey, I want to buy this program. I want to buy this program and bring it back to my organization. And all of a sudden now you hear limited edition, super version, plus version, and all this other stuff that's non-existent. And let's say, for instance, you decide to go with the premier edition of whatever the hell you're trying to get to bring back to your organization. And all of a sudden they tell you, nope, that's the top thing. Nothing will be better than that. And boom, boom, boom. Few months later, something better comes out. Oh, but we'll still maintain the version that you bought. But now you have some limited access in comparison to what was there before. Does any of this sound familiar? Because it seems like a lot of that stuff occurs. It seems like a lot of that happens from time to time. So as I take a look around and I talk about this, what are you looking for when you do these things? Like when you go out there and you go, oh, okay, I'm going to buy this. This is the best edition of blah. And I bring this up from the context of the following. You are aware that most of the stuff that we talk about here, it's not really a box product. But unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, there's consultants that are out there that are trying to sell you packages. Oh, yes, I did say
packages
that are supposed to be the solution all in one box. And it's supposed to take care of everything for you. I was watching one guy have a LinkedIn post where all of a sudden he was selling you a product. And it was the low cost of $1,000 per employee inside of your organization. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That was the yearly subscription version. So I don't know. I'm not a big fan of some of this weirdness that occurs. Like I was talking to somebody last week, and they were telling me that they had a high-powered consultant at their place. And the consultant was charging them for them to internally train their people with the consultant's information. So essentially they made a trainer inside of the organization. And then when that trainer would train other employees, they had to pay the consulting group for training them with that information. At one point, they told the person, hey, listen, we just want to pay you a one-time licensing fee. And the person said, we'll get back to you. They went back to the procurement. The consultant went back to the procurement and said, we want the low cost of a one-time access fee of $350,000. Person I was speaking with said, hey, they talked to the procurement team and said, listen, I want to talk to the consultant directly. So they did. And the consultant was told, listen, we're not paying you $350,000. We have enough information here that we really don't need your product. We'll give you 10 and we can call it a day. Oddly enough, the consultant agreed to the 10 grand. Now, you're probably sitting here going, why in the hell are you telling me all this? Let me explain. There's a market for everything. I say this all the time. And the reason that I say this is because I believe it's true. But you determine on what you're willing to pay for something. Like today I can offer you X for this amount, and you can tell me I'm off my rocker. And tomorrow you can tell me something entirely different. Now think about this a few years back. A face mask, an N95 mask, might have cost you $2-3. Then all of a sudden, they were up to like $10, $11. And that's the market. Supply and demand. You have to make these determinations on what's going to be best suited for you and your needs. I just find it interesting from time to time on how all of this works. So at the end of the day, do you need the special edition? Do you need this product that's the end-all, be-all? Or do you look back and go, none of it makes sense anyways, so why am I doing it?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. DIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. DIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R. Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you need for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks. So with the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in. and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Oh, we're about to get into this, bitch. Oh, I know. I know. It's a little crazy out there. Still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Oh, yeah. Give me some music. This is V. Christie with Lisboa. Lisboa. You know, we're always doing some music stuff around here. I know. When the music's over, babe, turn off the light. Oh, yeah. So I got some stories for you. No, I really do. Maybe some stuff that we should talk about in the near future. You know, it's that whole mutation thing. Maybe we'll talk about that. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Thanks to V. Christie for allowing us to play this song. Readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Lisboa. Oh, I know. I get carried away with the techno stuff. I know. Yeah, music was the first system. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Their Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and that healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see information related to addiction, depressions, and anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Some información for you. Seriously, TWLOHA.com. It could change everything for you, depending on how you want to take a look at it. Seriously. Okay, with that being said, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what we do. Mission Impossible. Yeah, listen to these. Those who got to see Tom Cruise's next Mission Impossible movie at a U.S. theater chain at Regal Cinemas will have the chance to get their hands on the exclusive popcorn bucket that requires a key to open it. The two-part key built resembled the cruciform key the Cruise character Ethan Hunt fights to get his hands on throughout the 2023 Dead Reckoning. Regal Cinemas made the announcement in an Instagram post, saying that the popcorn bucket two-part key combines the larger key that opens up the top of the bucket, revealing the buttery popcorn inside. And even though Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, doesn't hit the theaters until May the 23rd, eBay sellers are already offering the buckets for, are you ready for this? $80 each. And one more thing. If you don't disarm the popcorn bucket in 30 seconds, your seat parachutes you out of the theater. And a two-part key. that combines a larger key and that will just be like trying to get my wife's snack stash at home. I mean, sounds very similar. I mean, I'm kind of confused by this because how big is this popcorn bucket? Sounds kind of small. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's there. I mean, you could go take a look at it if you want to. Anyways, I got some John Smalls coming up. He wants to talk to you, tell you about some things that are going on. So if you're cool with this, I'm cool with it. We'll bring him in. He'll tell you a little bit about the Motivation Minute, because someone needs to keep us motivated around here about the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, no doubt there. So there you go. Let's bring in some John Smalls, because it seems like the right thing to do right now as we're almost 50 minutes past the top of the hour.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Michael. Simon Sinek said, "Loyalty is the desire to defend someone when they're not there to defend themselves." I've witnessed this firsthand many times. I've also been the one defending somebody on more than one occasion. Sometimes we find ourselves in a situation where we need to decide, do I do the right thing that will not be easy, or do I do the easy thing that will not be 100% right? You can stay quiet and let it happen, or you can come to the defense of your friend, even when it's uncomfortable. Both options are viable, but only one of these options will make you feel like you did the right thing. You know which one that is, right? Right?
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Spiritual battles are draining. They suck the very life out of you, leaving you angry, lonely, and exhausted. Consider Elijah the prophet. After his showdown with the false prophets of Baal, he became so spiritually and emotionally exhausted that he lay down under a tree and prayed to die. So what can we do when we grow weary in the battle? We can find a safe place away from the heat of battle where we can rest. We can wait on the Lord, and he will renew our strength. Isaiah said, "He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength." Lord Jesus, help those who have grown weary in the battle, renew their strength, and refresh them. Your holy name I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
Conservative leader Friedrich Merz has been sworn in as Germany's new chancellor following a second round of voting in the Bundestag.
This development comes after an unexpected setback in the initial vote, which had raised concerns about the stability of the newly formed coalition government. Merz's election was met with applause in the parliamentary chamber, signaling a collective sigh of relief as the country looks to move forward. Benjamin Wright reporting.
In the Middle East, tensions remain high as Israel's military announced it has completely disabled Yemen's main international airport through a series of airstrikes.
This action follows a recent strike by Houthi rebels on an Israeli airport, further escalating the conflict in the region. The Israeli military stated that the airport in Sana'a will be out of operation until further notice. Chris Anderson reporting.
Alarm is growing over reported Israeli plan to seize control of the entire Gaza Strip.
Details of the operation are still emerging, but international observers and aid organizations have expressed serious concerns about the potential humanitarian impact on the already vulnerable population. Discussions regarding the future of Gaza are expected to intensify in the coming days. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A federal judge in New York has issued a second ruling blocking the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act.
The judge stated that the president's proclamation invoking the act exceeded the legal scope of the law. This decision adds to the legal challenges facing the administration's immigration policies. Kyle Norris reported.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has informed employees of the Department of Transportation that layoffs are expected soon.
The announcement came during a town hall meeting, though specific numbers and timelines were not immediately disclosed. This news follows similar reports of potential staff reductions at other federal agencies. Jim Kender reporting.
House Republican leaders are working to reassure their conference about the momentum of their big, beautiful bill agenda, and Trump is looking for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates.
While acknowledging some delays, GOP leaders emphasize that the budget package central to President Trump's legislative priorities remains on track. They aim to move forward with key votes in the coming weeks. The Federal Reserve is scheduled to meet today, and President Trump has publicly called for the central bank to cut interest rates. Experts are divided on whether the Fed will oblige, with some citing concerns about inflation while others point to the need to stimulate economic growth. The outcome of the meeting will be closely watched by financial markets. Lawrence Keller reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio. It.
Okay, here we go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's get you the hell out of here. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2019, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signs the Heartbeat Bill. The new law bans abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Georgia is the fourth state to enact such law. That happened back on this date in 2019. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Desmond Dennis turns 31. Olivia Culpo turns 33. EO Sky turns 35. Niall DeMarco turns 36. Stephen Amell, 44. Matthew Davis, 47. Enrique Iglesias turns 50 today. Melissa Gilbert turns 61. Bill Cowher turns 68. Alex Van Halen turns 72. And David Attenborough turns 99 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's World Red Cross Day, National Have a Coke Day, not Do a Coke, Have a Coke, and National Student Nurse Day. So there you go, some stuff. Some thingo ingos to looko at. So there you go. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. Have we tried naming kids after others, like cheese, or even stopping at brie? I mean, should we stop? I mean, cheddar. I mean, could you imagine that? Hey, cheddar, how are you? Yeah, that's it. What else? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Try as you might to get it right. What word do you always mispronounce? All of them. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. The average length of this is 14 to 16 months. What is it? An engagement. Is that like all of them combined? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm talking about something else. So that's it. That's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm to hang out for the next couple hours or so if you want to come and hang out with me. If you don't, that's fine. That's perfectly okay. Because you can stay right here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus. He'll be talking about the world of safety consulting. As if you go over there with me, we will be talking about music and entertainment, because that's what we do for the next couple hours or so. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes absolutely no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Forgiveness is a funny thing. It's warm, and the heart colors the string. Yep. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.